He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the July 28th, Tuesday edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We're not sure what happened during the second half of yesterday's show. It's still unexplained. I don't know. A satellite somewhere maybe went out of orbit. We lost the feed. That's the way it goes sometimes in the live radio business. Well, we'll do our best today. Hopefully the satellites will cooperate today. What do we got going on? Well, we got a little bit of a downdraft. A lot of soggy stocks have reported earnings here this morning. And the big Dow heavyweights, and that's impacting the Dow to the downside, especially 3M. Dow futures are down 92 points. Come on, we're not going to lose too much sleep over that. 26,394, that's where the Dow, that's about 0.3%. In the meantime, the NASDAQ futures also down. NASDAQ futures are down 47 points right now. We get some pretty important earnings after the close of the market tonight, AMD being one of those companies that will report when the market closes. Over at the Russell 2000 or the S&P 500, let's look there. The S&P down about 0.3%, 11 points in the pre-market here. Russell 2000, another 0.3%. That seems to be the popular number here this morning. Crude oil down 30 cents to 41.31. Gold is up a little, 250. 250 is where gold is. Silver is up down 50 cents. Silver's been on a tear recently. In the 10-year, 0.59% as we get ready to start a new day in the market. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Hopefully the satellites will cooperate today. We don't know where the second half of the show went yesterday. Maybe in orbit. Maybe it's circling the Earth. I don't know where it went to, but it's out there somewhere. You know, it was probably the best half of radio I've ever done in my entire career. Wouldn't you know it? And it's floating around in space somewhere. Well, hopefully I can do a good job here today. I'll do my best with futures down so far today after a pretty good day yesterday in the market. When all was said and done and all the beans were counted yesterday, we had the Dow up, what, 115 points, I want to say, something like that. At the end of the day, and we had the NASDAQ yesterday had a very good day. The NASDAQ was up 150 somewhere in there, especially those online retailers. Man, they were on fire. They were scorching yesterday, as were the gold stocks. The gold stocks were extremely strong yesterday. Bitcoin broke through 10,000. Gold broke through an all-time high, not just a 52-week high, an all-time high as the U.S. dollar continues to break down. And that's how we started yesterday in the market. Now, today's going to be a little bit down as we begin the new day. We've got so far, well, look at these internet retail stocks yesterday. Overstock, which also has a Bitcoin play in it, OSTK. That was up 11% yesterday. Blue Apron was up 10%. Mercado Libre, which is the Amazon of South America, Argentina. Mercado Libre was up 8% yesterday. So a very good day for the online retailers. Now today, global stocks mixed a little bit. You've got India up 1.4%. Everything else, China's up 0.7%. Everything else just a little bit flat. The world is watching U.S. stimulus package. Another one working its way through Congress. Apparently the House, the Republicans do have some kind of a stimulus package that they've cobbled together, but it's going to face the hurdles, the usual hurdles, because it doesn't have everything that the Democrats want. And the Republicans don't want a lot of the things that the Dems want, and it goes back and forth, and finally they get some kind of a package cobbled together. As it stands right now, it's about a 1.2 trillion coronavirus relief plan, and this clears the path for talks with Democrats in a bid to pass the bill as unemployment benefits expire. And I know the Republicans want to extend those unemployment benefits, but $200 a week, that's added on to the usual unemployment benefits. The Democrats want to keep it at $600 per week. The argument there is a lot of people not wanting to go back to work. They're making more staying home than they are by going to work. Miami Marlins. Now, this is the biggest news of the day. Miami Marlins cancel their home opener. Well, I hope Major League Baseball. I've been able to watch a few games. My San Diego Padres are 3 wins and 1 loss. Okay, well, that doesn't happen very often. With our luck, they'll cancel the season on us, you know. At least we could say, well, we were in first place when they canceled the season. I don't think they'll cancel the season. I think they'll work it out. Padres off to a good start against the D-backs. The D-backs in Arizona are 1 win and 3 losses. But you've got a breakout in Miami. 12 players and coaches on the Marlins have tested positive for COVID-19. Miami continues to have a big, big COVID problem. The Atlanta Fed adjusting their Q2 GDP. Well, the consensus, we don't know what it is yet. We're going to get that report in a couple of days, all right? The Atlanta Fed says it's going to come in at -34.3. That's about what the market went down back in March before it quickly recovered and started snapping its way back. About a third is what the market lost when that turnaround occurred. It built in a very quick one-third drop in the U.S. economy. We'll see how close the market was in predicting the drop in GDP. The market's usually pretty good at predicting the economy. We'll get somewhere in the neighborhood of about 30% to 35% is what most models are showing right now for that Q2 GDP drop, gross domestic production. We have got, the snapshot for the GOP coronavirus direct stimulus payments of up to $1,200 to individuals, $2,400 for individuals and couples, as well as an additional $500 per dependent of any age. That could really add up if you got a big family. The shielding entitles such businesses, doctors, schools, from COVID-related lawsuits. I know the Republicans really wanted that in the bill, except for, it shields entities such as businesses, doctors, and schools from COVID-related lawsuits, except for cases of gross negligence or willful misconduct. The bill comes on top of $2.5 trillion in government-related spending. Oh, man, it just keeps piling on. So we will see whether or not they can get this passed. We're going to get some earnings tonight after the close. AMD will lead the hit parade. AMD has been on the receiving end of a gift from Intel. Intel has a big delay in their next chip cycle. And that helps AMD a lot. AMD was up, 13, 16% last Friday, while Intel was down about 13 to 16%. AMD will report earnings after the close of the market today. There was one other one. Dexcom also reports. There's a lot of them that report, but those are the two that I'll be watching, Dexcom, DXCM. AMD is expecting to make 17 cents this quarter. We'll find out when the market closes tonight. Did they make 17 cents per share? Did they beat? Did they underperform? Did they meet? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I had a delightful trip through the market yesterday. We had an enormous day here at our firm yesterday, mostly on a couple of stocks. Taiwan Semiconductor, TSM, was a huge winner yesterday as they got a major contract from Intel to produce chips from them. Shopify was also a big winner for us yesterday. There was a huge rally in the online retail, the non-bricks and mortar stocks yesterday. The other ones that caught my eye yesterday, well, of course, TSM with that massive, massive breakout, Taiwan Semiconductor, which we continue to own in the dividend and growth portfolio. There were some coronavirus movers yesterday. MNOV was one of those. It rocketed higher yesterday as it's making advances on its coronavirus candidate, Medicinova out of La Jolla, California, not too far from where I grew up. We also had quite a rally in the commodity precious metals stocks. Not only are gold and silver breaking out, but I saw breakouts yesterday in uranium stocks, platinum stocks, copper stocks, and a few others. Let me give you some examples. Well, let's use a couple examples from the gold stocks. Barrick had a breakout to a new 52-week high yesterday. Massive breakout. Barrick Gold, it's pretty much considered the blue chip. It and Newmont. Barrick is headquartered in Toronto. Barrick pays a little bit of a dividend yield, 0.9%. Barrick broke out yesterday through resistance. The other one that showed up on during my watch yesterday was Centrus Energy, which is LEU. It broke out. That's a uranium company. Uranium breaking out also. There's a lot of interest all of a sudden in precious metals, rare earth, uranium, copper, nickel, you name it. Another one that broke out yesterday was IMPUY, which is Impala Platinum. Platinum breaking out yesterday. Impala, that's a wild thing, though. It could go down to a couple of bucks and then come storming back before you know it. It's $10 per share. It's all over the place, but it's one of the proxy stocks for platinum. Copper broke out yesterday. Southern Copper Corp, massive breakout yesterday to a new 52-week high. They are one of the biggest miners of copper. with refining facilities in Peru, South America, $36 billion company, big dividend yield of 3.5%, breakout on Southern Copper. Silver, SLV, which is just an ETF that tracks silver price, bang, straight up over the last one, two, three, over the last week, we'll call it, SLV with the breakout. And the two more, IAU from Precious Metals, two more, IAU, IOU, the name of the company. Well, it's just the gold, it's just gold bullion. It tracks gold bullion. IAU breakout yesterday. And the last one in this sector, Rio. Rio's been around for a long time. Rio is industrial metals. It's out of the UK. They have mines all over the world. They mine all kinds of different things. That thing broke out yesterday. Rio Tinto, R-I-O, and they have a dividend yield of 6.1%, and they're growing. Okay, so I'm keeping my eye on Rio Tinto. Kodak, I got to mention this story. This morning I was listening to Peter Navarro in an interview, and you know how they're trying to bring back the manufacturing of the components, the basic materials for making our pharmaceuticals. Well, the government has been in talks with Kodak. Kodak has a huge manufacturing facility in the state of New York. And the government talking about them making. Kodak says, you know, we like the idea. Last time I looked, I'm going to get a fresh one here. Oh, my gosh. The stock is up 259% in the pre-market. Before Navarro said anything, it was at $2.62. It had a big day yesterday. Somebody must have known something. The stock was up 25% yesterday. This morning, it's hitting $9.40, all the way up from $2.62. That's a 265% move on Kodak, K-O-D-K, which, believe it or not, at one time was a member of the Dow. It was a member of the Dow for many years. Remember when we used to take pictures and had to get them developed and had to go pick them up? And now it's all digital. But Eastman Kodak is now a microcap, $114 million. Well, they used to make all the chemicals for processing photographs. Now it looks like they're going to make the chemicals for processing pharmaceuticals. Big jump in Kodak here today. Carvana continues to hit new highs. The other one was Bitcoin. Of course, Bitcoin has an ETF kind of GBTC. It broke out yesterday. So it was a very interesting day in the market yesterday. It was all about commodities and online non-bricks and mortar retailers. Okay, let's see what else we have. AMD getting a lot of price target hikes. We'll see what happens when they report earnings tonight. Amazon is in the crosshairs of Biden's tax proposal. Well, Amazon's been a poster child of making money and paying no taxes through whatever tax laws it uses. But the key takeaway from Biden's tax proposal, which I read through, this is key for the market. This is critical for the market. Biden's proposed policies, together with already scheduled tax increases, would drive the average federal tax rate that companies pay up to 26.1% from 14.1%. Why is that so important? Stocks follow earnings. You add up the earnings of those 500 S&P 500 companies, that's what the market follows. If you hike taxes from 14 to 26%, that's going to take about 20% off of those earnings for the S&P 500. This is very important to watch going forward. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half. The market is open. The Dow down 79, 77 right now. NASDAQ down about 50. Last time I looked, Dow is down 0.3%. That's about where it was indicated with the futures. The S&P is down 0.1%, and the NASDAQ is down 0.4%. So a soft open today. We've got a lot of earnings coming up, and the ones that were reported this morning were big soggy companies from my perspective. Let's just check in on 3M here. That's kind of the driver. It's down 4.5%, leading the Dow lower. Now, I want to go back to that tax issue again real quickly because this is really critical. I predict the future of the market based on earnings and earnings expectations. Now, I remember a couple of years ago when they were talking about a corporate tax cut. Maybe that was in 2017. Nobody had really done the math at that time as to what that would do to the overall earnings for the S&P 500. Well, I did the math, and the next day Goldman Sachs did the math. I said it would add about 20% to earnings if that tax cut went through, and it eventually did. If you're using a multiple back then of 18, I said that it would add 20% to the value of the markets, and I was pretty much right on with what it did to the earnings. Now, going back the other way, okay, reversing those taxes is going to be pretty much the same, okay? It's going to take about 20% out of earnings expectations. So let's just say for illustration purposes, if the estimates for 2022 are $180 per share, well, you can take $36 off of those estimates, drive them down to $144 per share. So from 180 down to 144, what would that do to the market? It'd take about 5,000 points off the Dow. It would take about 600 points off of the S&P 500, 650 points. And off the NASDAQ, it would be about 2,200 points, 2,100 points. That's just math. That's not politics. That's just math. Set the politics aside and just look at the numbers. That's what the market looks at. So you just have to know that that's something that you have to keep in mind as a major black cloud that hangs over the S&P, the NASDAQ, and the Dow going forward. Now, there's a lot of what-ifs. Okay, number one, Biden would have to win. And number two, he'd have to get his tax hikes through. We don't know what the Senate and the House would look like, but I mean, you got to weigh that in as a very potential probability of earnings looking down the road. So that's something I have to keep my eye on very closely as a professional money manager with the responsibility of looking over a lot of accounts from folks all across the nation. I would act accordingly, obviously. Goldman hikes their gold bullion target to 2,300. Well, let's just say Goldman was right. They said it was going to 2,000. They were right. Not yet they're not right, but almost. It hit 1960, something like that. That's the all-time high. 1920 was the previous high. Now they're ditching their 2,000 target price, which it hasn't even hit yet, and raising their target price to 2,300. Now this is the part of the show you missed yesterday, as my show was floating around in outer space somewhere, and maybe they heard it on Pluto, I don't know. But they are pointing to, Ray Dalio, the same thing yesterday, the spending, spending, spending. Goldman Sachs says, combined with the record level of debt accumulation by the U.S. government, real concerns around the longevity of the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency have started to emerge. And I'm starting to hear the I word, inflation, coming back. And this is basically the same argument Ray Dalio made yesterday as to why he is so bullish on gold and so negative on the U.S. dollar. It's three things. Spending. So far, COVID has cost us about $5 trillion. $5 trillion. On top of where we were at before COVID, we could send China the bill, I guess. I don't know that they would pay it. But COVID has cost us about $5 trillion. Money printing is at an all-time high right now. And borrowing. Luckily, interest rates are extremely low. I mean, if interest rates were to start trickling back up again, we'd be in big trouble. But Goldman mentions a couple of things there that they haven't mentioned before. One is they think that the dollar may be on its way out as the world's reserve currency. Okay. That's something else I've got to take into account as a money manager. What would be the impact of that? How can I benefit from that? How can I make money from that scenario? What areas of the market would I want to avoid under that scenario? That's why I like being unconstrained, okay? My app, my database of 5,300 different stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, inverse funds, etc., currencies, precious metals, hard assets in the form of ETFs, etc., it's ranked on a relative basis, all right? And right now it just so happens that precious metals, which have been at or near the bottom on a relative basis, are currently now at or near the top of the ladder on a relative basis. And who knows what would be at the top of the ladder if we continue down this course, which seems irreversible at this point in time, and you weigh in tax hikes on corporations. This is all things that I have to keep in mind and vigilant, very vigilant on as we tiptoe through the tulips into the future. Pfizer, BioNTech, they rise as they start late-stage vaccine human trials. And of course, on Monday, Moderna announced that they are now enrolling folks into their 30,000 people human trial of their vaccine, hoping for a 50% efficacy rate. More biotechs going public here. It's every day there's two or three small biotechs. This one's 100 million. Harmony Bioscience going public. This story caught my eye. Roth Capital raises the target price on Unity Biotechnology to $35. Okay, well, you know, you say, what's so big about that, Bill? The symbol is UBX. I don't know anything about the company, but when I do the math, the stock is currently trading at $9.35, and Roth Capital is putting a $35 target price, suggesting a street-high target implying almost 300% upside. Well, I'm going to look into it, all right? That's all I know is what Roth Capital is saying. And that's one of the most crazy target prices I've seen in a long, long time. In the meantime, a lot of downgrades coming to Tesla. People thinking, you know what? Now that it's got a bigger market cap than Toyota Motor at $285 billion, maybe it's just a tad expensive here. Tesla's down 2% today to $1,509 per share. McDonald's EPS misses by a dime. You know, McDonald's, are they behind the times with their products? They've been hit hard by COVID. I see lines around the block practically for Chick-fil-A. Now, I'm in the South here where Chick-fil-A is very popular. McDonald's, not so much. And they're going to close, I think, 200 stores permanently. I call it a soggy stock. Not only is the burger soggy, try to get a fresh one out of McDonald's, you know. It's just a soggy burger and a soggy stock. No thanks. Stock is down 1.5%. All right, we'll find something good when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Dow down 172 now. It's taken a decidedly turn for the worse. NASDAQ down 61 right now. You had some soggy stocks here report earnings. You have McDonald's, which I said is basically down 1.5% right now. They missed earnings by 10 cents. Altria, they beat by 3 cents, but they miss on revenue. They're raising the dividend. That puts the dividend yield on the tobacco company at 8.1%. We've got 3M missing by a penny, missing on revenue. 3M getting clobbered down 4.7%. There's your reason, biggest reason why the Dow is taking a hit here today. Pfizer, on the other hand, beat earnings. Pfizer is up 2% right now, and it's a player in the race for the vaccine. The standout here is Cummins Engine, CMI. That thing is breaking out to a new all-time high today. They manufacture diesel and natural gas engines. Wow, a non-EV electric vehicle stock breaking out? You mean it's not run on hydrogen fuel cells or electricity? It's run on diesel? Well, Cummins Engines breaking out. It's up 6% this morning. The home builders are doing well. Well, you've got record interest rates under 3%. I don't know if they're still there, but they were under 3% for the first time in history. MDC is breaking out today, up 2.4%. And D.R. Horton, I just have a hard time with the valuations on the home building stocks. They've done well. The charts are good. The momentum's good. But the valuations are not very good. D.R. Horton is basically flat. But they had a big earnings beat. They beat by 43 cents. Amazon price target raise from 2,800 to 3,600. I think that's the highest one yet. Telsey Advisory Group. How is Amazon doing today? Amazon is flat right now, basically. Down $4.44 at 3,050. But Telsey says it's worth $3,600. Okay, the featured stock of the day is one that I own in my ultra growth portfolio. Let's see if it's doing any good. It had a monster day yesterday. Today, it's pulling back a little bit, but it gapped up. It gapped higher yesterday. Anglo Gold sees higher gold prices sparking a jump in H1 headline EPS. Anglo Gold says it expects to report a jump in, that would be the first half, headline earnings, helped by higher gold prices, weaker local currencies, higher foreign exchange gains, and gains from its Kibali joint venture. The miner expects to report headline earnings of U.S. 95 to 99 cents for the half year ended June 30th. And sales of 392 to 400 million. Now, this compares last year. Get this, their earnings are going to jump from 29 cents for the same half of the year last year to 99 cents this year. You see, you're in this COVID environment, but it's still a market of stocks as opposed to a stock market. There's still companies out there that are flourishing in this environment. Anglo Gold, AU would be one of those. And there's a plethora of stocks that are suffering in this environment. In addition to their earnings growing, expected to grow from 29 cents to 99 cents for the first half of this year, their sales are going to explode, almost triple. They had $120 million in sales for the first half of last year. This year, they're expected to have almost $400 million in sales. That's more than triple the amount of sales year over year. Anglo Gold, I have a target price of $65 on it. And it's currently trading at, AU is currently trading at 36. So it's still got plenty of upside potential, according to Gunderson. PEG ratio, 0.72, less than 1. Its forward PE is 15.8, and its estimated 5-year growth rate is 22%. 15 divided by 22 comes out at 0.72. And you get a little dividend here. Not a lot. 0.3%. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered to investors 45% per year with no guarantees going forward. Over the last 3 years, 65% per year. And over the last 12 months, it's up 84%. It's currently ranked at number 55 overall out of 5,292. That's what I like about the Best Stocks Now app. I don't have to go searching through 5,292 stocks every day. I just look at my B plus or better, my A plus momentum stocks, and all the stocks that I own. That's my work day here. Now, getting it to that list takes a little bit of work every morning, but now I've got my list before me. That's the waters I'm going to venture through. It represents about 10% of the overall market. The other 90% I don't have to worry about right now. And there's new stocks showing up on my list every day. I currently own Anglo Gold in my ultra growth portfolio because it is a small cap stock. Its market cap is 12 million. It's a mid cap. So it's not going to qualify for a large cap growth company. It fits nicely in that ultra growth territory right now. And it is experiencing ultra growth stock up. Gold, however, the gold stocks are taking a little bit of a hit today after just exploding here recently. All right, well, what does the future hold? Well, we don't really know, but we have to be prepared, don't we? We have to be vigilant at all times, depending on what the future gives us. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. Enough with this nonsense of passive investing. This is not a passive world. Or you could go to our website at GundersonCapital.com to talk to one of our advisors. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.